Okay, so I'm now I keep like a little red book, and every now and then when I'm on Twitter, I will sometimes post some tweets that I think are quite funny. So whenever that happens, and maybe I tweet something and someone likes it, or I don't know, retweets it, then I write it down in my red book. It's just a tiny little book, and it's kind of like my joke book. I'm going to read through a few things in my red book, and then maybe discuss why I thought it was funny or not, and whatever. Anyway, okay. Today I helped 1,500 Cub Scouts get their teamwork badge by assisting my crowd surf along their marching parade. Worded that a bit weirdly. By assisting my crowd surf. So basically, by me crowd surfing along a parade, I've helped them all get their teamwork badge. It's a brilliant idea that I've never used. So a really weird looking horse today. I think it had special neck. Okay. It's probably a reason why I've never used that before. A posh man from Surrey gets into football hooliganism. He tries out fights and swears at fans. I guess that's probably an idea for a character or something. A posh man from Surrey. So he's almost like oh God, that I used to watch this show in the 90s called Queer as Folk, and I remember them saying there was this bloke who was married, but he was into kind of getting it on with blokes, and oh, they called him a tourist, so that's exactly, this bloke is essentially a tourist who's just trying out the whole football hooliganism lifestyle for fun. Oh, here's one. Okay. I've started to use skin lotion, which has its pros. One con would be Buffalo Bill wouldn't need to prep it. Okay, so yeah, if I'm using so much skin lotion that Buffalo Bill would probably just be like, oh, this guy, you know, he's perfect for what I want. I wouldn't have to keep him down a well and get him to put the lotion on because he's perfectly lotionized. And to be honest, Buffalo Bill, he likes the curvy ladies, and I'm a curvy man with breasts, so I think he would totally wear me as a suit. Another one I have is, why do medicine looking people have medicine looking dogs? Why don't you see a pretty boy with a pit bull? Sometimes it's hard to tell if the pug has a dog or if it's an ugly baby. I think that's a very valid point there. What's going on? I'm not sure. Okay, and the last thing on this page says, my friend set up an assassin business on Facebook. I liked his page. He's got great references. That's a bit rubbish, really. Yeah, so I'm gonna read some more of these out. I'm gonna read these out some more when I remember how to speak. Yeah, another day. They're just too great, aren't they? And I surely can't overindulge you in these wonderful bits of comedy. Okay, I'm going to bed now.